The Tigers hosting the White Sox. Matthew Boyd on the hill for Detroit. What an outing he would have. We pick it up in the second with his team leading 1-0. Boyd looking good.
And a bouncing ball left side deep in the hole. Tough play, Machado. His throw is scooped and in time for the out. What a play all the way around. In the air toward left center field, that ball looks like trouble, and it is all the way to the wall. Two runs will score. Castellanos extends his hitting streak with a two-run double.
Brantley on a walk in the third. Anderson swings and pops it up foul. Navarro over, and he will make the basket catch by the tarp. Terrific play. He actually turned back toward the field as he made the basket catch and then bumped into the tarp and held on.
Great play.
Anderson pops out. The White Sox without a hit through six. Garcia struck out and hit a routine fly to left to strike one. Swinging a ground ball to third. Big hop for Candelario across the diamond to Navarro. Sox without a hit through eight innings today against Matthew Boyd.
Boy, look at the fans. All 25,000 plus standing.
Oh, they love it.
The 2-0 pitch. In the air toward right center field. Castellanos on the run. Still going. Not going to get it. It's over his head. Up against the wall, and it's going to be a double for Tim Anderson to break up a no-hit bid. Ground ball to third. Candelario has it. And it's not a no-hitter, but it's a complete game shutout for Matthew Boyd. What an effort here in the Motor City.
Epic outing today by the Tigers left-hander.
The Tigers blank the White Sox 12-0 as Matthew Boyd comes within one out of a no-hitter. Manager Brad Ausmus spoke after.
I probably wasn't until about the fourth or fifth where I looked up and saw a zero, and obviously from that point on you realize that it's a no-hitter. He was outstanding. He used all of his pitches. I thought his slider was really good today. One of his better outings with the slider. But, you know, the changeup, the curveball, fastball, he elevated it, used the sinker down. Everything was working. You don't go 8 2/3 of no hit without having your stuff working and your command working.
What was his composure like in the dugout as the game wore on and he got closer and closer to the moment?
He was good. He is underneath the dugout where it's cooler. So he sat down there between innings like he does every outing, and kept himself cooled off, put some cold water down his neck and stuff. It was a typical outing. It just, he didn't give him any hits.
He always talks about staying in the moment, pitch to pitch, and really not thinking about what just happened or what might happen or the situation. How does that help a guy in a situation like this when something like this is unfolding, Brett?
Well, it definitely helps. It helps in baseball in general. You can't do anything about the last pitch. You can't do anything about two pitches from now. You can only do about something about the pitch in front of you. So if you focus the pitch at hand, it simplifies it, makes it much easier.
And then offensively supporting Candelario and with the Castellanos had in the offense as a whole, if you just want to speak on that.
Well, the offense was outstanding. Yeah, Nick had a big day. Candelario had a big day. But pretty much everyone contributed up and down the lineup in some fashion with some type of hit other than Hixie. But it was a good offense. It was a good day at the ballpark. Again, like the other day when we beat Chicago in the 3-2 game, the walk-off, the fans obviously were into it, cheering them, getting louder and louder as you got deeper and deeper in the game.
Did you take your manager head off at any point in this? And in the ninth inning, are you thinking to yourself, are you just a baseball fan seeing if you can do this thing?
Oh, I definitely want him to do it. I have to be a little bit concerned with the pitch count. But he was in a relatively safe zone. And quite frankly, even if that last guy had gotten out, I probably would have given him a shot for the shutout against Abreu.
What would that number be, do you think, that you would have to start thinking about?
This could have gotten to that gray area where he gets up to about 130 pitches and he still has a no-hitter going. I'd probably let him go and hope he got out of it. But, guy has a 10-pitch at-bat and all of a sudden you're at 140, you might have to take him out.
There's usually a huge defensive play along the way that helps these sort of things along, but it seemed like today he had so many things working for him that he never really even needed a huge defensive play.
Well, there was a couple balls hit hard, one to Mata, a couple to Candelario. That ground ball to Kinsler in the last inning was hit pretty squarely. But overall, there wasn't a ton of hard contact.
I mean, this is a team that I think had 40 singles against you guys in this series going in. So to shut them down, no hitter, I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Singles don't generally bother me. They bother me when they scored all those runs a couple nights ago, but they don't generally bother me because you're staying away from damage. And certainly Boyd did an excellent job staying away from damage today.
Matthew Boyd with his first career shutout. He came within one out of a no-hitter, and he talked to the media after.
Yeah, it's definitely new for me. I'm grateful. You know, we played a great game today. Doc called a great game, and he caught a great game. We played great defense. Literally everybody made a play. It was awesome.
What goes through your mind when the innings start to mount and load and 6, 7, 8?
That's just when you become even more entrenched in the process of attacking at one pitch at a time. You know, it's just what you do. It's you just lock in even more, and it just becomes even more solid.
Take me through the hit, because that's a deflating moment, but also.
I mean, honestly, I didn't really think anything of it. I got the pitch I wanted, threw a 2-0 changeup. It was down and away. Doc and I looked at the tape and executed my pitch. He hit it, man. Hats off to him.
What did Rich Doobie say when he came out to the mound? He had a little confab before he went back to work after the hit.
He said, good job. You know, great run. Okay, attack this hitter right here. Finish.
Yeah. This season, you were 0-3 against them coming into today's game. Was there something you picked up on from those outings that you tried to do to make an adjustment with in today's game, or just even the series tried to make an adjustment, or tell me about that?
Attack. That's it. You know, what's over, what happened in the past is done. I mean, I can't control it. I can't change it. You just come out into today and you attack the hitters and execute pitches and go forth from there.
Was there something you picked up on, though, to make an adjustment?
I just was executing better. It happened the games before that I faced them. One of them I threw really pretty well, but I mean, the other two, I didn't execute like I wanted to. Today I did. Yeah.
What do you think you'll take away from this? I mean, you know, just the whole type of all the way to the last out.
That was a good outing. Finishing a game is awesome, and show up tomorrow and execute my routine and just get ready for the next one.
And Matt, was there a hitter, especially maybe the third time around, that you say to yourself, okay, if I can get this, maybe he's my biggest fear right now, whether it be like an Abreu or a Moncada or an Anderson or anybody?
It was just one pitch at a time, attack one pitch at a time, and that's it. You know, the current pitch, and that's it. You start to get beyond that, that's when you start to lose, you take away from what you can do in the moment, and that's what the emphasis was today.
What was going through your head there when you went back out for the ninth inning?
Finish. Yeah, finish.
And when did you first notice that you had a potential no-hitter going?
I mean, kind of aware of it, I guess. I mean, given the fact the only guy I did was I walked Brantley, and, you know, that's really about it. I mean, maybe early, I don't really know. It wasn't too much thought in it. Just the thought was just attack, execute, and one pitch at a time. And that's, you know, when the inning's over, you go back and you go, okay, back to it, attack.
You didn't notice anything different in the dugout? Guys weren't leaving you alone? It wasn't maybe a little bit more isolation than you used to during the start?
No, I mean, I think it was pretty similar. I just, you know, I was out there any longer than I ever have been. So I guess that's the only main difference.
Do you want to be left alone in that situation?
I mean, you know, this is, you can liken this and last week and whatever to a high pressure moment. It's just going to be like hopefully the highest pressure when you're playing on the ultimate stage, right? It's just, it shouldn't change whether it's opening day, spring training, or game 7 of the World Series. You just want to go out there and attack, and you want to be loose, and you want to have fun. You're playing a game, and that's, I mean, it's something that, you know, really been emphasizing lately, and it's been solid.
Matt, there wasn't a lot of hard contact today, but usually in situations like this, there's a good defensive play that helps it along. Do you recall any good defensive plays behind you, although there wasn't a ton of hard contact?
I mean, you know, Navarro made a great play on the tarp. Candelario had a bunch of plays in the hole. Machi made a great play early in the game in the second inning. I think everyone forgets that. He threw out Garcia by a step. I mean, Mikey had that hard hit at him, and he read it perfectly. You know, Nick had to run a ball down in the corner. Jacoby came in on a few balls. Kins went back on some balls and made a great play to lead off the game. I mean, literally everybody played well today. It was awesome. Doc called a great game, you know. Don't forget that, yeah.
How are you doing? You getting up around your career high pitch count? I don't think you've thrown as many pitches as you did today. How was the fatigue? Did you even notice anything different as you got?
No, I mean, no. I was just attacking, man. That's just it. You train to throw, you know, 9 innings, right? Now it's different when you don't actually do it as often, or haven't done it in a while. But you know, that's what you train for. That's what you do all the reps for. So. The goal is to do this through, you know, the end of October, and that's what you train for, you know, ultimately, right? So when a situation like this today, you trust in the preparation and you just execute.
Catcher Brian Holliday caught Matthew Boyd's tremendous performance. He talked to the media after.
He changed his speeds really well. He worked both sides of the plate. He pounded them in, and he had excellent stuff. You know, his changeup was on, and pounding those guys in, getting them set up for heaters in, and then changeup down away. It's a pretty good recipe the lefties have been making a living on. So, you know, you combine that with a good curveball, and he mixed in a slider when he needed to. He was just, you know, he was living down in the zone. He was attacking hitters. He was doing everything you want a pitcher to do.
That team was beating the cover off the ball all series long. How was he in one day able to stop it? What was the game plan he was able to execute?
I mean, the game plan was get ahead of these guys. We know they're aggressive hitters, so we wanted to match their aggression, get ahead of them, and get quick outs. We know they're swinging the bat, so you know you don't need to be too fine and mess around. So you know that was the game plan, just coming right at them and attacking them, you know, and matching their aggression.
I know there's a lot of superstition involved in these things as they roll along throughout the game, as the later innings came and the zeros were popping up. What was the interaction between the two of you inside the dugout?
You know. Matt's a great guy, and it didn't change at all. You know, he's not one of those guys that was sitting there not talking to anybody. He was coming out, getting everybody high fives when we're scoring runs, and you know, it's just the interaction was the same. You know, it was the same as he always is.
When he lost the no hit bit, some guys might have a tendency to lose a little focus there. How did you keep him in the moment, and then just put the ball game to bed?
I mean, it's easy when he's pitching the way he was. So I just went out there and said, hey, congrats, that was a great run. Now let's go win a game, and you know. I think he threw a first pitch ball right there, but then he got right back in the zone and made his pitches, and you know, he got us a W, and that was great.
Yeah, how thrilling a day was this for you and the rest of the guys?
Oh, man, it was as much fun as you can have out there. It was great. You know, offense was clicking on all cylinders, and then you match that with some quick innings, getting our guys off their feet, and, you know, it was a lot of fun.
Tigers shortstop Dixon Machado spoke after the game.
No, that's just a play. He pitched a great game. He did a great job. It was unbelievable today, you know. Sad thing that he didn't make it, like, the whole game. But, you know, that's still a great game, and I'm really happy for him. I think that play is just like a regular ground ball, you know. It's hung out. So I give him more credit to him than to me. Mi bate.
Sí.
Ahorita.
What impressed you most about Matt's outing today?
He was unbelievable. He was controlling everything. The curveball, changeup, fastball, slider, everything was a strike. He threw it in any count. So I'm really happy for him. When we got to the second out of the night, I want him to make it so bad. I was just give it to him, please. Just hit a pop-up or something, but you know.
How much of a whole team effort was it? Because he talks about the defensive plays behind him, the offense was going, and of course he did his job on the mound. Just the whole team aspect of today's game.
Today was great. I think that games like this, they give you confidence as a team because you know that you can do it. You know that you can win because it's been a rough September. And that give you confidence. I think that we need that, and hopefully we can keep playing good like that, you know, like every day for the next 10 years, I hope so, yeah.
Up next, the Tigers begin a series at home against the A's on Monday. Buck Farmer on the Hill.